Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in. As usual, I'm Ben, here today to ask a couple questions of our very own editor of all things automotive at HowStuffWorks.com. Can we have a drum roll, please, for Mr. Scott Benjamin?
How you doing, Ben?
Okay, well, you know, I was thinking maybe you'd impersonate a drum roll.
No, I'm not going to do it myself. We have sound effects or something for that, right?
Yeah, we've got some.
Probably not.
Somewhere in the budget. We'll work it out.
Probably not.
You know what, man? It's great to see you.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you as well.
We've had a pretty eventful week.
Yes, we have. It's always busy around here, it seems, recently. Mm-hmm. That's good. Busy's good.
Yeah, it's and we've had some a couple of action adventure moments.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
In all seriousness, but we made it through, and we came back today, despite risk to life and limb.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we actually had an earlier episode on the system known as the Car Allowance Rebate System, or
It's also called CARS. Uh-huh. Which is that acronym that you just spoke about, or Cash for Clunkers.
That's what the cool kids say.
Cash for Clunkers, yeah.
Yeah. And let's see, what did we do on the earlier episode?
Well, the earlier episode, we had a guest host. Mm-hmm. That's why you're not really familiar with what's going on here, so I'll fill you in a little bit here, Ben. But Jennifer Geiger joined me from, she's the online managing editor of Consumer Guide Automotive. Mm-hmm. And she spoke with me about an article that she had edited recently about the Cash for Clunkers program, just a general informational piece that tells you what it's about, you know, who qualifies, who doesn't, who it benefits, who it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting piece. So, you know, check that out online as well. You can look at that. I think it's just called Cash for Clunkers on their site. I'll have to look at the exact title for that. But anyways, this car allowance rebate system is – something that's relatively new. It just started, I believe it was July 1st. The dates it runs actually are July 1st through November 1st of 2009. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of very particular situations that a person has to be, that a person has to fit, or a vehicle has to fit in order to make it work in this system, in this CARS program. And I don't know, you definitely listen to that previous podcast to get all the details about that, because really that's a whole topic in itself, and we can't go into that today. Because today we've got something more interesting in mind, right?
I think we do, if my notes are matching your notes.
Well, I shouldn't say more interesting.
Not more interesting. Maybe
also
maybe,
interesting.
Also interesting.
Yeah.
Some juicy tidbits.
Yes.
Because earlier we had the episode about how Cash for Clunkers, or how the CARS program works. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to know more about that, that's fine. We're not live right now, so you can go ahead and pause this, click, and then come back to us.
Listen to it later.
Listen to it later. Yeah, okay. But if you didn't, welcome back. And we're going to talk about scams.
That's right. Big scams. And right now, since the program is so new, there's only a couple. And I guess not to be overly dramatic about this, but watch for more to happen along the line, because people will find a way around this in order to scam other people. It just happens. It's inevitable. When a program like this happens, someone's there to take advantage of it. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but you do have to watch out for a couple of these things, and we can go through them if you'd like.
Oh, please. Yeah. Could you school me with, maybe let's start. Is there one that's crazier than the other?
Well, I guess maybe the very first thing that we need to say, and I led you the wrong way
no,
here,
no,
but
no.
Maybe the first thing that we need to say is that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, is the official government agency that's in charge of this program. Okay. And anything except the NHTSA website, which is called cars.gov.
Okay.
It's www.cars.gov. Simple as that. That's the only official website for this program. So ignore everything else that you read, with a couple of exceptions. A few manufacturers have posted sites with just information about the site. They're not necessarily the official word on the topic, but you know, here's how to use the program at our dealership.
Oh, okay.
So those are valid as well. However, there are these I don't know, unscrupulous people that are putting out sites that are you know, creating sites that, that look official but aren't.
Accept no imitations.
That's right. Yeah. So other than the manufacturer sites, other than the official site, which is cars.gov, be wary, especially if they use the term cash for clunkers like we're using today. If they say cash for clunkers on the site, it's not official. It, the official word is the CARS acronym, the
Car Allowance Rebate System.
You got it. Yeah, yeah. That's the one. So watch for those two things.
So what do these fake websites do?
This is really terrible, Ben. They're asking for, they're preying on people's, I guess, lack of knowledge of this, of the program because it's so early. People are interested in it, but haven't really investigated it that much on the official end. So they're preying on that. They're saying that you need to pre-register for the program, which is not true. You do not need to register for the program. But they're asking for personal information. So people are submitting via website, via this website or websites. There are several now. Name, address, telephone number, and here's the big one, social security number.
Why would you do that?
Well, they're being told on these official looking sites that it is the only way to qualify for this program, which can be, you know, really beneficial if you're buying a new vehicle, if you're in the market and it fits your vehicle and your situation. This is a good plan, really. It's in that case. It, I mean, again, listen to the other podcast. You realize that maybe it doesn't help as many people as they think it will. But anyways, if you're looking for this, these big $3,500, $4,500 credits on a car, which is really big. I mean, it's significant.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will be kind of duped into saying, yeah, I'll give that information to pre-register so that, you know, when I go into the dealership, I'm all set to go.
Sure.
Well, they take that private information. They can use it to access, you know, bank accounts, whatever they needed. I mean, there's a variety of things that they can do with your social security number.
And there's a couple quick ways to tell, especially in these kind of situations with duplicate websites. Mm-hmm. First, for anything pertaining to cars that ask you for any sort of information, because I don't think the government website doesn't require you to do stuff because there's no pre-registration, as you say.
No, really, their site is just information.
Yeah.
And it will tell you exactly, you know, who qualifies, what qualifies, and it's just really, it's actually, I'll tell you what the site has if you want, just a real quick rundown.
Sure.
The cars.gov site it'll give you answers to kind of how the program works. It has a frequently asked question section, an FAQ section. It'll tell you the dealers that are involved in the program. And it also has a couple links that are pretty interesting. I mean, just how to buy a safer car and how to sign up for updates. So, you can get updates to the program if they, you know, midway they send out something new. Cause again, it's brand new right now at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's just an information site and anything other than that, if they're asking you to pre-register, avoid it.
Yeah. And don't put your social security number down on things.
No.
And if you're looking into cars and there's not a .gov for the domain name, be very wary, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wary. Excuse me. Wary.
Or wiry.
What is, yes, be very wiry.
Wary's good. Yeah. You gotta be cautious. Yeah. Keep your head about you, I guess, when you're there. Now obviously going to the dealer is probably the best thing to
sure.
do, right?
Yeah.
However.
Yes. Is this another scam?
This is another scam.
All right. Here we go.
Not every dealer, and I don't want to segment anybody here, but there are some, I guess I'll just call them dirty dealers that will try to capitalize on this as well. And you got to be wary of that. What they do is if anybody offers to provide the rebate via money order, check, or direct deposit, you've got to watch out for that too, because the only way that you're able to benefit from the CARS program is if you were to get the money taken directly off of the purchase price of your new vehicle. It's actually calculated into the sale of the new vehicle. It's not something that you receive a check for later. You don't get the money in your hand in any way. It's just discounted from the price of the new vehicle for a qualifying purchase.
It's almost a coupon from Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a kind of, I guess. But you never have anything in your hand that says
right, right.
other than the final bill of sale.
Okay, so more discount. an incubator.
Yeah, it's a discount. Yeah. So you just knock, it's a line item on the form.
So why would a dealer then, the question is, why would a dealer, contrive some sort of system whereby you get a direct deposit or money order?
No, Ben, I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe I'll admit, I just don't understand how that would even work because this is a government-run program. I don't know how that would operate. The only way I can think that maybe this would happen, and this is just a guess on my part, making this up right now.
Sure.
If this is another website offer where they say, oh, you're already pre-registered. Give us your credit card. Again.
Oh, yeah.
Not your credit card. Your social security information, and we're going to send you a rebate check via mail. It's almost like they'll probably be asking you for your information again. They'll say that the check's in the mail. Go to this dealer and take care of it. I'm guessing. Because I don't think you could actually be to the point where you're buying a car from a legitimate dealer.
Yeah.
And have something go wrong. I don't think that could happen.
Yeah. And, you know, plus, a lot, since selling automobiles is such a competitive industry, people really work hard to police each other and be honest, because if you find a dishonest competitor, that's an advantage to you.
Sure. So. They don't want this program to be, you know, the demise of the dealership.
Right.
I would think that even somebody who's maybe not, you know, 100% above the line would be careful in this one. This is a government program.
Yeah.
It's a $1 billion program. I don't know. There's one other small thing that could be, you got to watch out for.
Oh, what is
and
it?
This is just minor. This is really minor, but okay. Still important. Understand that every vehicle that goes through the cash for clunkers program is to be scrapped. So if you take a clunker in, that vehicle cannot be resold to anybody else. Now, I guess from what I'm understanding, that some parts are allowed to be resold. So dealers can take certain valuable parts off the vehicle. However, nothing that I don't even want to say what I do and don't know about it because I'm not sure what parts can and what can't be.
But in general, the vehicle is not going to drive again.
No, it will not. It will not be on the road ever again. And I'm guessing, but maybe they'll be able to take like the ignition cylinder out of a car or something like that. Yeah, something a minor part that has nothing to do with the emissions of the vehicle or the poor fuel economy that it supposedly has. You know, to be able to trade one in. Again, speculation on my part, but.
So you have to be careful too, because I guess that could come out into buying a used car that was sold under or given under the CARS program.
You're reading my mind, Ben. Yeah, that's, that is a possibility for a future scam, I guess. If we find it, and I gotta say, I hate to be negative about this, but I think that eventually we'll hear, you know, this group of cars was supposed to be scrapped in the Cash for Clunkers program, ended up in some used car dealership and were sold to, you know, these people unaware. I just have a feeling that that's going to happen. That's a prediction on my part, but I think that somewhere we're going to hear about that happening. I hope not, because that's not what the program's all about. It's supposed to be every vehicle is scrapped and gets all these inefficient, you know, gas hog type cars off the road. And, you know, you're supposed to be able to buy a more fuel efficient vehicle and, you know, everything's better.
which in theory is cool.
It's cool in theory. We'll see how it works out. I'm a bit skeptical. We'll see.
Well, so, let's close with this though.
I got one more small thing.
There's another scam?
Tiny.
Oh man.
Scrap value. You need to be aware of the scrap value, or you need to talk about the scrap value of your car up front, because the dealer will be getting money for the scrap value of your vehicle, and that may only be $50 or $100. It's something minor like that. It's not very much because you're talking about just selling a hunk of metal, really, and they're not going to get a whole lot of money for it, but it's something that you need to discuss, because that's money that should be discounted on your purchase.
Because you get
the scrap value, not the dealer. So just be careful of that. Just make sure that that's included. And again, it's not very much money, but adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's really the last thing. Like I said, it's still early on, so there's not all that many scams happening yet. I hope that there aren't any more than this, but maybe there will be.
And let's just let everyone know the end date of this program.
Oh, the end date is, I'm searching November 1st, 2009.
Okay.
Or when the funds run out. So if this $1 billion that's set aside for, I'm saying billion with a B, when that $1 billion runs out, that's when the program's over.
Wow. So this actually is, you know, Scott, you and I are not very high pressure people at all. So we're not pressuring, listeners out there, to do this and act in this program immediately, mm-hmm. but it might be time to check it out. If you have a car that you think might qualify, take a listen, to our episodes and see if you do. But you know what we should really address? I'm thinking, let's say I'm a owner of a potential clunker mm-hmm. or definite clunker, and I want to enroll in the CARS program, get some advantage out of this. Mm-hmm. How do I avoid these scams, Scott?
Well, just make sure that you go to the official site is one, mm-hmm. And just watch out for the things that I've told you about. No pre-registering is required. Mm-hmm. Don't give anybody outside of the dealership where you're buying your vehicle your personal information. Just be careful. I mean, it just comes down to common sense. You just know that, you know, I don't give out personal information to anybody, especially online. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, I guess you can in a certain circumstances.
Sure.
School, you have to, you know, buying a car, you would have to, of
sure,
course.
Some financial stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Financial things, you would have to. But make sure that, you know, the information that you're getting is from the NHTSA. And again, you go to the cars.gov site to get your official information, or to the dealer website, or the manufacturer website. And I think the only ones that, trying to think of which ones are available right now. I think Nissan, Toyota, Ford, and GM each have their own websites right now dedicated to the Cash for Clunkers program. So they've got information that is posted about how to go about the program. But again, no pre-registering. Mm-hmm. And again, that's a red flag. So watch out for that stuff.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm not the most wily, person on the internet, but, you know, I'm here because I'm not an expert, and even I know you shouldn't just be typing in your social security
number. No, of course not.
So we hope that everybody can avoid this.
Yeah.
And I guess luckily right now there's not a long list of scams, but I gotta tell you, man, honestly, we had about four different ones, and that's more than I thought there would be.
Yeah, three potential right now. You know, if you've kind of fallen into that trap, and then there's one that's, you know, I'm predicting.
You're predicting?
Yeah, I'm predicting the resale of Cash for Clunkers cars, and I really hope it doesn't happen, but just have a gut feeling.
Yeah,
it's you know, cynic, I guess. You know,
well, for our listeners out there, of course. Probably people who've listened to this podcast before know that you kind of have the what Stanley Kubrick and Stephen King call the shining when it comes to automobiles. So I kind of go with your hunches on this.
It's a lot of pressure, but I just see that, you know, somebody's going to, you know, jump on that and take advantage. And I think it's going to happen. It's unfortunate, but I think it will.
Yeah, but as long as you stay on the ball, you should be fine, and hopefully you will get some cash, get rid of a clunker.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
A new car.
Just be prepared when you go into the dealership. Just make sure that, you know, your vehicle qualifies and that everything is, you got your ducks in a row, I guess, before you go there, because it's pretty strict when you find out the rules of this thing. So, and you may think you have something that qualifies, and you'll find out that no, it definitely doesn't. So make sure you got it all lined up before you get your heart set on a brand new car. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's a good note for us to wrap it in. We had some encouragement, we had a warning, we had a movie reference. So I guess we're pretty much good on this episode.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. And that means that I'm out as well. Everybody, thanks again for lending us an ear. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for an upcoming podcast, please do send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.